Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Fargo Force with multiple goals in each period on their way to a 7-4 win against the Waterloo Blackhawks. Not the low-scoring game that you might have expected with the USHL's stingiest team visiting Young Arena, but they did plenty of scoring to outdistance the Hawks in the 7-4 Friday night affair. And let's get the details in specific terms with our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Waterloo never led in this game. They fell behind 2 minutes and 20 seconds into the action. There was a pileup in the Blackhawk crease with Kyle Smolin colliding with Jack Spicer about the same time he was also swatting at a puck, which was loose at Spicer's left. Knocked it across the goal line and in as Spicer ended up going to the ice, losing his helmet. But the goal ruled to be a good one. Kyle Smolin assisted on that score by Jacob Napier and Boris Skalos, making it 1-0 Force. The Hawks did tie it back up shortly thereafter. It was 93 seconds later when the Blackhawks got an equalizer. Now Matika trying to take it away from Kahn, who ends up giving it up to Shifsky. Instead, put it toward the front of the net. Free Waterloo scores! Matika with the stuff in as Marinoff thought he had covered it, but it was still free at his side, and a tap-in goal for Mikko Matika. Matika's third goal as a Blackhawk, his 19th in total this season, assisted by Garrett Shifsky at 3:53, making it a 1-1 game. When the Force broke that 1-1 tie, they would lead the rest of the way, nudging in front on a power play at 12:53. Werner Miettinen had the puck at the outside edge of the left wing circle. He snapped a shot toward the net. On its way toward the goal, it was knocked down and ended up getting past Jack Spicer on the tip by Gertz Silkolns. Silkolns from Miettinen and also Joe Palatichuk at 12:53 on the power play. 2-1 Fargo. It became 3-1 at 17:07. Brett Link coming out of the right wing corner ended up colliding at the side of the net, ending up in another pile. He was on top of Spicer when everyone was pulled apart, but the puck was across the goal line, and the goal for Brett Link, assisted by the Fargo Force's leading point producer Cole Knubel, as well as defenseman Grayson Bozer, and it was a 3-1 Fargo lead at the first intermission as a result of that score. The Force made it a 3-goal lead in period two a couple of times. The Blackhawks came back each time. At 1:25, the Force made it 4-1 on a nice play by Gertz Silkolns at the line. After he'd given up the puck, he got it back just inside the Blackhawk blue line, rimmed it around the boards to Werner Miettinen behind the net. Miettinen a quick centering pass and the redirection in by Fargo Force forward Charlie Russell. That made it 4-1. Russell from Miettinen and a second assist on that goal to Silkolns at 1:25. Hawks at 12:21. Gruba and Geary bang shoulders. They cancel each other out. Shifsky the next one there to find the puck back to Matika with a wrist shot and a safe rebound. Waterloo scores. It's put back in by Gavin O'Connell. Matika put plenty behind that, and Marinoff could not hang on, leaving the rebound for O'Connell to flip in after two goals last night. Gavin O'Connell has scored one in this game, and Mikko Matika has a two-point showing. O'Connell's 11th of the season, his third of the weekend, assisted by Matika and Shifsky at 12:21, making the score at that point 4-2. But again, the Force would go back ahead by three at 14:35, capitalizing on a nice play by Boris Skalos to make some room for himself coming up left wing. Found maybe a half step, but that was enough to let go of a shot from near the dot, which he put into the opposite top corner over the left shoulder of Jack Spicer. Skalos goal assisted by Kyle Smolin. That was at 14:35, 5-2 at that point, but it became 5-3 when the Hawks converted their next power play. It comes to Rinzell on the opposite half wall, running out of time, keeps it away from Miettinen, goes into the corner, turns back toward the line now to Pionk, right point, then for Rinzell, rink wide, Brown, wrist shot, block comes down, Pionk a drive, he scores! Here come the Hawks, Aaron Pionk with a power play blast. When the initial shot was blocked, it led to a broken play, and Pionk capitalizing with the power play score. Pionk's ninth of the season on the power play from Caden Brown and Sam Rinzell at 17:35, and it was a 5-3 score. And that would be the score for the majority of the time that remained in the game. All the rest of the second period, despite Fargo having a 5-on-3 power play before the intermission, and then the Blackhawks going to a power play just after. But no change in the score until 15:57 of the third period, and the Fargo Force able to extend the lead when a try by Owen Mellenbacher was partially blocked but left Boris Skalos with an open side as he was turning, and the puck was right there. He couldn't have asked for a better situation, tapping it in. Skalos with his second of the game, assisted by Mellenbacher as well as Joe Palatichuk. The Blackhawks got Jack Spicer to the bench shortly thereafter, and the Force added an empty net goal at 17:02 when Charlie Russell gained control near his own blue line, came up the ice all the way to the edge of the Blackhawk crease before putting it in for his second of the game. There was an assist credited on that Russell goal to Gertz Silkholms for his third point of the game, and the Force were up 7-3. The Blackhawks would get one more in a delayed penalty situation. Brown moving to the top of the circle, extra attacker on the ice. It's Erdman shooting, deflects wide, came off the end boards. The Hawks score. It's shoveled in with the extra attacker. Erdman was near the side of the net. Also in proximity, Hillman. The Hawks get one back with a 6-on-5 situation. In the delayed penalty extra attacker situation, Miles Hillman with his 16th goal of the season, assisted by Caden Brown, and Griffin Erdman with an assist, extending his point streak to 9 in a row, and on home ice, 10 consecutive home games with a point for Erdman in the late going. That goal at 18:53 of the third period. Waterloo officially 1-for-4 on the power play. The Force with the same power play numbers, and Waterloo outshot Fargo 15-10 in the third period. For the game, the Force edged the Blackhawks in shots 36-35. The loss to Jack Spicer in this one. Spicer facing 35 shots, the empty netter the 36th, and he stopped 29 of them. The win to Matei Marinoff. Marinoff stopping 31 of 35 Blackhawks chances. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Fargo Force extended their lead in the first period, going from a one-goal lead to making it a two-goal margin, then extended it more in the third period after the second was a wash. Bring the power where you need it with extension cords from Prime Wire. Prime Wire, the professional's quality choice in extension cords, available at Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks and Force go again tomorrow. The Hawks try to make the weekend a wash in a rematch at Young Arena. And lots more to come between these two teams this season. 6 more games, but the Force take the first of them, 7-4 at Young Arena on this Friday night.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.